It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. Caddy Mike Correa, my partner in crime, Chris in the box. And we are here for the next hour. Thanks for joining us to talk about golf. That's what we do. We're brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best. University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can build a game for a lifetime. Wolf Retirement Navigation, Worldwide Golf Shops. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops right here in your own backyard. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, and on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road. Stop in and see the Watts experts to help you out with all your golfing needs. Welcome. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. The summer, you can feel it starting to creep in a little bit. Caddy Mike, the heat. The heat's intensifying a little bit, I can tell you.
This week, 85, 88, 90. So it's starting to get up there. Where golfers can shoot under the weather when they shoot their scores, you know. When people say, well, what'd you shoot today? And I always want to be under the temperature.
Under the weather.
Under the temperature, yeah.
Right.
Which is easy to do when it's 80-something. Right. But yes, thank you for joining us. 904-641-1010, folks, if you want to call and chime in on coming off the Masters week last week, which was awesome.
What happened last week?
We had the U.S. Masters at Augusta National, and just to show, all these other shows get all these callers and stuff, but we have really smart callers, geniuses, like Doug.
Well,
we have a genius in the booth.
That's the genius room over there.
I'm a genius as far as button pushing monkeys go. Yes.
There's a sign over the door. Genius room.
And that's important. If you're only great at one or two things, Chris, that's good.
Well, there you go.
Doug Lingor, 904-612-3610. I talked to him. He picked Scotty to win the Masters. We had a bunch of other picks, Jason Day, John Rahm, Fleetwood, and Caddy Mike. I would understand it last week, because today is 420, so I would understand last week if Caddy Mike had picked Sergio to win the Masters, but if it was 420, but that's the way it goes. Tom, Brian Harman.
Yeah, that was not a genius pick. I don't know what happened.
I picked Sergio, Phil, Bubba, like I'm left-handed live guy or something. Yeah. Thank you for participating. And so, congratulations to Doug. But yeah, Tom, I mean.
What a great tournament this year. I mean, the course.
I love the Masters.
The course came back. The course is like, yeah, now this is the Masters.
You don't need this 8,000-yard course. You don't need it. And then when you get the win that Augusta had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but Sunday was the way they wanted it. Yes, there was a little bit of wind, but it said, okay, we're going to set this up. Traditional pins, and we'll see what you got.
It was great. It was like the Masters of old. You know, the course was fighting back. It wasn't going to be any 20 under win this thing. So it was right where it needed to be. I'd love to see eight, no more than 12 under win the Masters.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I love all the little subtle changes they make once the course closes down and they don't tell anybody.
No.
Well, they raise the lip of a bunker maybe 4 inches.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it, but they do it. There's a purpose for it.
It affects the way that you can recover from there, the spin you need. If you're a left-hander on the right front of my bunker on 10, if you're a left-hander and you hit out of there, the ball tends to spin to the left. If you're right-hander, it spins to the right. Well, where's the pin?
These guys had no clue.
No clue what to do.
What was doing it. And they were misreading it a foot and a half right, left, low. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, hey, look, well, here's an early caller. Doug, welcome to the show. Good morning. Looks like congratulations. You were the smart guy on the picks.
I'm just the lucky guy.
Well, I don't know. You can take it either way you want to play. You're the winner.
You make your own luck, brother.
Well, that's what my buddy Tommy always says. Or I should say J.A. Jim, but I have no genius. I was just lucky.
Well, congratulations.
But he's a good, steady driver, and I just a good golf game he plays.
Yeah, Caddy Mike and I were talking right before
game.
The show.
He was on form, as they say.
He plays
a smart game. And the majors, especially the Masters, U.S. Open, you know, from the neck up is so important. And what happens with a lot of people, you know, they play golf since they were a kid and do this and that. And from the neck up can be somebody like Scotty who turns it into a focus and a discipline and a simplicity, or you can become a head case, which I don't know if you watch a lot of golf, Doug, but you got all these head cases now that can drive the ball 350 yards, can hit all these shots, but they take way too long to hit their shots. They take way too long to putt with all this aim point stuff. And then
that drives me nuts.
It drives me crazy. And golf is simplistic in its, in the way you play. It really is.
Yeah,
it's fundamentals with your swing, as Tom would say, fundamentals with your swing. And then there's basic understanding of course management and discipline that enables you to not make the big mistakes. And I think that's what Scotty does, right, Tom?
That's correct.
No big mistakes.
Absolutely. So, Doug, how do you how do you play your game, Doug?
Well, number one, I do not have a rangefinder. I think they take up too much time. I'm a 71-year-old guy, so I try to keep it the fairway. Used to be a pretty good chipper and a short game guy, but that's why I think I need a lesson.
Oh, we can fix that. So I've got your name, I've got your phone number, and I'll reach out to you this weekend, and we'll set up a time for that lesson you want, all right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great. I'm really happy for you, Doug, and happy 71. I don't know when your birthday is, but
71.
Happy 70.
That's awesome.
That's till September.
You get some lessons with Tom, you'll be shooting your age, believe it or not.
I know it
seems crazy when you shoot like 80 or 90 now that you're going to shoot your age all of a sudden, but you know, I'm a glass 3/4 full guy. Half full is not enough. I'm a 3/4 full guy.
When we play, a little for like 50 cents or a buck. But
attaboy.
Usually there's no gimmies on the green anymore.
I love it.
Yep. Tommy is a tough guy on that.
All right, Mr. Doug.
Okay.
We appreciate you calling in. Congratulations. I'll be in touch with you. We got to go to break
Thank
here this
you.
Morning for our first break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We got some cool stuff to talk about. And we're brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best. Check out the new G430 Max 10K driver if you want to hit more fairways. University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can build a game for a lifetime or play 9 holes at the Shoe, par 3 9-hole golf course for a bargain. I'll come back and tell you about that. And Wolf Retirement Navigation and Edwin Watts Golf Shop. We'll be right back.
Live here at 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Man, those vibes kind of take me back to maybe the show, The Green Hornet, and Cato and, you know, Bruce Lee's Cato. And, it's just old stuff. Hey, look, hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Tom, the old pro.
The Green Hornet.
Mike Rayo,
wow.
Chris in the box.
That's awesome.
And if you haven't stopped by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and checked out the latest and greatest from Ping Golf, you're you're kind of behind the curb here in the golf season that we're upon. Mm-hmm. So, Ponte Vedra Beach, A1M Butler, back at the Home Depot Plaza on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, right next door to Showtime Sports Cards Collectibles and Dogtopia. And check out all that Ping has to offer, clubs, bags. They got it.
Yeah, I want to thank all of our customers and our listeners that came out to the yards last Saturday. Appreciate it. And so Scott Cost, Ping was there, and the latest and greatest, the G430 10. And I'm watching like a regular person hit golf balls, right? Good guy, young, and, you know, 40-something, you know, strong, but, you know, whatever. And he is hitting these things, and he is piping them. It's like, okay, you know, how much of a draw? I don't know, 3 or 4 yards, you know, whatever. And they're these like rifle shot trajectories, not up in the air and come down, boom, roll, roll, roll. He's looking, he hits one and he comes back, he smiles.
Yeah, you can't believe it, can you?
You can't believe it. He says, well, he says, because I know I'm a good golfer, but this is, you know, and thank you to Scott Cause and all the other reps who are out there for our other vendors.
Yeah, thank you for the yards,
very much.
For supporting Edelman's Golf Shop.
Supporting it out. It was really great. So, you know, kind of the start of a new part of a season. So, we're happy for the support of everybody. And it was a really great day.
Well, you know, they also introduced two new irons, the G730 and the I530. So that just adds to the offering that they have. Junior clubs, wedges, putters, fairways, hybrids, ladies clubs. I mean, and they're real lady clubs. They're not just like, oh, here's your ladies clubs because you're ladies. These are actually
lady golfers.
These
clubs.
Are real lady golfers, lady golfers golf clubs. Clubs. So that's the GLE3 line that they introduced this past fall. So check it out at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop. All right. Hey, Nellie Cord is like
speaking
she's found
ladies,
something.
Huh? Speaking of lady golfers, I mean, I wish I was Nellie Cord. I mean, she is a tremendous player. We talk a lot about Scotty, who's won three tournaments and a second in his last four. Nellie Cord has won all of her last four tournaments, playing the first major of the year, Chevron Championship in Houston. After 2 days, I think 6 or 7 under.
She's two back.
And now she's two back, but...
So she's in position to win her fifth straight start.
Her first straight tournament. And it's drawn a lot of attention to Nellie. And I think, and we've talked about this a lot, how with the LPGA Tour, because golf is kind of a niche sport. People listen in, thank you very much. They love golf, they play golf, whatever. But there's so many other sports out there, so many other men's sports out there. And for someone like her, you know, she's a great athlete. Her dad was a Australian Open tennis champion. Her brother plays tennis. Her sister, Jessica. And for her to come out and be out there and have ups and downs, but just come out and say, listen, and I talked to a few PGA Tour players, and they said, the best swing out there is Nellie Cord. They don't talk about a PGA Tour guy. She's got a beautiful swing, a beautiful game, and great composure, too. So I'm pulling for her to win because that type of thing, it's like Caitlin Clark with women's college and now pro basketball for the Indiana Fever. When you have great players, people can relate to that. They can cheer for you. You know, it's so really proud of what Nellie's been doing. She's got a great attitude like Scotty does. She talks about Scotty. She said, I love his attitude. I love his morals. I love the way he approaches things, you know, and she's trying to do that too. And now she's going to get a lot of attention. I think she can handle it. And so give yourself this afternoon. We got the RBC Championship in Hilton Head, but tune over to the Chevron Championship a little bit on NBC and check out Nellie and see if you can bring it home tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll tie an LPGA record. So you know, now up at Harbortown, Scottie Scheffler's only four back. I was really shocked.
I thought it was three,
Yeah, he's right now he's four back because three back. You're right, three back.
He's sneaking up there. Yep. Now here's the thing.
And he doubled on day one. He doubled the third hole. He shanked
a shot out of bunker. I my brother said, well, at least Scotty's not going to win this week. And I didn't think, if you'd asked me Sunday when Scotty was hanging out at some dive bar in Dallas with his green jacket with his buddies, I said, he's going to go home. He's going to stay with his wife. He's going to hang out. And I'll see him at the PGA. And that's it. So he goes, he hangs, he sleeps.
No baby yet. So
and then he comes back.
Play golf.
He comes back because they have these signature events now. Hilton Head became one.
Yeah, so there's no cut.
So he kind of has to play.
Yeah, there's no cut.
Sort of.
Yep.
So he's back.
He's tired.
And now he's got a chance to win.
And he's tired.
2 days into it, he's got a chance to win. Right now, Tom Hoge, 11 under, Sepp Straka, Colin Morikawa, who found something. His game last week, although, as Tom would say, on 9-11, you know.
He lost it.
He lost.
easy
hit
come, easy go.
JT Poston, Patrick Rogers, and the person I think is my favorite player now, Ludwig Åberg, 10 under. So we'll see how it goes 2 days. Have you played Harbortown?
I call him Oberg because they call him Oberg, Aberg. And there's a little thing above the A is supposed to be Oberg. So I call him Oberg.
Oberg.
That way I cover both things.
You cover both things.
Yeah, I was gifted a trip to Harbortown, and it's a fun track.
It is fun. It's very narrow. I played it in, I want to say, late 80s, the first time I played it, with my Tony Prentice Persimmon driver and whatever. You could curve it a little bit. But there's overhanging trees. You know, you got to be very precise with your tee balls and your second shots. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, I was a good golfer then. I played very well. I shot 76, I think, and made a birdie or two. And so it's fun watching because I'm thinking, wow, this is how the different way they play it. It's completely different from Augusta. It's relaxing setting. If you've been to Hilton Head Island, if I was rich, Tom, I would live on Hilton Head Island. I would have a boat. I would have one of those yachts that you can pull in next to the lighthouse on 18. I would play golf. I would fish.
I'd live in the lighthouse.
I might live in the lighthouse. I mean, it's
what
like,
of you?
It's like, oh, it's like beautiful. mellow the week after the Masters.
I made an ace on number 14.
No way.
On a
14 is the hardest hole. The players, they're desperate to, with the trouble with the pond right and the trees. They would take three and walk and run to 15 tee every time. Yep. You made an ace?
Yeah, I hit a 6-iron in a simulator at 187 yards in the hole.
Hold off fade?
On a simulator.
Attaboy.
Yeah. And I waited for the crowd to erupt on the simulator, and it was nothing.
They didn't, because they're sitting. They're condo owners at Hilton Head, and they're sitting on their back. See, they don't have to pay to go to see the tournament. They just sit, put the chairs out, and then if they want to go walking, of course, what are you going to do? Tell them they need a ticket?
It's funny. We were doing a demo day in the shop with Mizuno.
Yeah, Mizuno.
And we had the 14th hole up.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so everybody could hit irons. We had a little contest going.
I made
going,
par, but.
And know. I said, here, let me have a shot. So I grabbed a 6-iron, and it one hopped in the hole. And, you know, people standing around with the demo, they clapped, but it was kind of funny.
Did they sell like 10 sets of irons right after that?
No, they wanted that 6-iron, though. man, too funny, too funny.
Very stylish.
Yeah. So, hey, look, you know, it's going to be a good event. There's no cut. You know, the course, Harbortown plays, it really is, you know, watch Scheffler.
I like it.
Scheffler, I think, plays a lot in the mindset of Jack Nicklaus.
Yes, sir.
He thinks and strategizes position around the course. And this course is ideal for that.
Yep.
You know, the last two holes get you because you come out of the trees. You've been playing in the trees all day, and all of a sudden, here's the bay,
there's
right?
the harbor, and you're hitting from the trees to the left.
Right
17th
into the wind.
Hole with... You know, a 90-yard long bunker on the left and the harbor there and a small green. It's like, oh. And
you got wind all of a sudden. You might not feel the wind all day until right then, those last two holes.
And, of course, 18, and I loved 18. I still have a picture of myself hitting my Tony Pennant Persimmon driver on 18. Hit it out there. And the fairway is wide, but it's not deep, if that makes sense. You know, because the marsh comes around on the left, and then it comes around also in the fairways. Perfect shot. Hit a 4-iron. Back then, it was a 4-iron from 190, not 230 yards like they hit them nowadays. And just short. In a front bunker, Tom. So I go up there. Fortunately for me, I had a Ping I-2 sand wedge. So no problem. Got it up there. Knocked in my par putt, and it's like, this is awesome, and went up to the lighthouse afterwards and had a few cold ones afterwards. So it's a beautiful property, nice people. So it's kind of a nice change, but a really, really fun tournament. RBC been a great sponsor for a long time, too.
So you ever get a chance, go on up there to Hilton Head and check it out.
There's a ton of golf. If you like tennis, if you like fishing, if you like boating, if you like great eats, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
The best places in America for sure.
All right, so we're gonna use this to lead into our next story of a local junior. But did you know at the University of North Florida Golf Complex, they offer junior summer camps for the kids?
Oh, that's cool.
Ages 8 through 14, girls and boys, Tuesday mm-hmm. through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., May through August. It's $350.
That's sweet.
It's $350 per week, includes full membership for the week. Okay. So all you have to do is call for information or sign up at the summer camp. Contact Skylar Korchiak at 904-859-0696 or John Berardi, 904-571-7420 or the main number at the University of North Florida Golf Complex, 904-620-2050. Okay. You learn and develop. You play every day. There's fundamentals for full swing and short game etiquette. You have fun with friends. Water's provided.
Fantastic.
You bring your own snacks. And sponsored by Cookies and Cream at Jack's Beach, the tastiest ice cream shop in town. All right, so check that out.
That's awesome.
Something for the juniors to do.
Kids in general. I love it when people say, I'm going to summer camp. I'm going to soccer camp. I'm going to this. I'm going to, you know, do all this kind of stuff. Get out there. Get active. Learn golf. Try things, you know. We know this about golf. I mean, how you learn life skills. Happy birthday yesterday, Tim Fincham. One of the best things he did was start First Tee program, which is just an amazing program for young kids. We're good friends with Leslie Fisher Godwin, junior golf instructor, and would teach kids, you know, again, and she based it on those principles. Come on out for a week, you know, just even force yourself, you know, to do something, they will love it. And the cool thing that kids don't get as much chance to do today in the day of addiction to cell phones and social media and stuff is make real friends, do different things, try different things. I really want to encourage people to do this. And golf, not only that, it's a lot of fun. It really is. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. You get to challenge yourself. You get to have fun playing partners. You get to learn a little about yourself. You're outside in a beautiful setting. You're not in your bedroom clicking on some, video game, right?
Right.
It's awesome for kids. So I encourage parents to do that with your kids.
Well, parents, here's something else you can do. 21 and over at the UNF Golf Complex, you can play 9 holes of golf on the shoe, par 3 9-hole golf course, with 4 beers in a pull cart all day, every day, for just $30.
Do they call that the Caddy Mike special just because he enjoys having? Now you're saying on a 9-hole course.
The par 3 9-hole. It's beautiful.
Okay. The only thing that I would have to figure out is the ability to take a little bit off the beer can driver shot to only hit it 130 yards.
Well, you'd have to.
I might have to call the golf detective for that one.
Yeah, because the longest hole is you can play it out about 160.
Okay.
The rest of them are, you know, wedges, nines. They're rather short.
Uh-huh.
But it's a par 3 golf course.
Yeah.
Right. So you would have to master the gap wedge beer can shot.
The gap wedge.
Right.
That's right. Now it's easier with a big Bubba Pink driver,
right? Well, you could bunt
to launch it, but you're right. I could take a ping gap, but I'd have to go for less and have a little more precise to just clip it. You know, like clip it off
just
the top.
Clip it, yep.
Instead of driving through the can, maybe an inch or so below the level of the top, like I do now.
Right.
Wow. See, right. You can listen to this show. You learn everything.
All right, we got to go to break, but keep this in mind. Also, you can still take. Participate in the Orange Dot sale at your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop for apparel. A green tag clearance apparel with an orange dot, you can take another additional 30% off. Get it while it lasts because the new stuff is coming in. And we'll be right back. We're brought to you by Ping golf.
Play your best. We'll be back live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We are back. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you enjoyed the Masters weekend. The next one will be the PGA in about the middle of May coming up. Caddy Mike's going to be there, and he said he's going to call us in. So we got Tyson on hold. Tyson, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the show. Happy Saturday.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Caddy Mike.
Good morning,
sir. Hope y'all are doing well this morning.
We are doing well. I always seem to do well on 420, April 20th, Tyson.
Yep. Yeah, it's I always remember 420. It was my one of my good buddies that passed away. It's his birthday today, so shout out to Captain Polly.
Shout out to Captain Polly then. Thanks, Tyson.
Yep. Yeah. For sure. But I do have two things I want to touch base on. I don't know if y'all have talked about Miles Russell yet.
Not yet.
That's next.
My idol. He's idol.
Okay.
I mean, you were my idol, Tyson, but Miles
kid,
is now.
This kid has got that, you know, when the PGA Tour, you know, these guys have game, you know, they are elite players.
They're great players.
Miles is
people that play on the Korn Ferry Tour are elite players. Absolutely.
So, I mean, Miles at, you know, 15 years, 5 months, 17 days, and he's making the cut at the Korn Ferry Tour.
566.
68, 60, 68, and he's tied 26. I mean, I know it's crazy coming from a guy who picked Sergio to win the Masters, but he could win the tournament. I mean, he's like six back. Yeah, he's got 2 days to go, but unbelievable. I mean, to me, Tyson, and you know, he's Jack's Beach resident. You know him from Atlantic Beach Country Club. Really a left-handed kid, really cool kid, great family.
He is one of the best short game specialists in all of golf right now. I mean, even in some of the professionals.
Absolutely.
At the professional level.
Yeah, well, we've been watching him. We talk about him all the time that, you know, if his mind stays where it's at and he gets through all the pitfalls and speed bumps of life, then here's a kid that has a chance to get out there and you know, have a really wonderful time and make a difference.
So a comment on that. So him, you know, breaking the record of being the youngest individual making a cut, you know, he was asked about it, and he said, that's a cool one for me. It's a cool record, and hopefully it'll get broken. And that's just so humble. Like, that shows me that he has the mentality to win.
He does. The Junior Players Champion, and he was able to spend some time with Akshay Bhatia and Scottie Scheffler at the Players, you know, on a practice round day, Tyson. And, yeah, everything I've seen about him is so cool, calm, and collected. I think he's got his instructor on the bag this week. But he was talking about, I said, I haven't figured out how to use these yardage books yet. And if I was him, I'd say, don't do it. Keep it simple. Do what you've been doing.
Do what you're doing.
Yeah. Do what you do. He's got a beautiful swing. You know, as you said, a great short game.
Do what brought
putter.
You there.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't complicate it or become a head case, dude. And he seems really cool that way, right?
And that's exactly what my next point was, getting in your head. And Tom kind of brought that up a little bit with, you know, the struggles of the competition. But on an amateur level, how, you know, this is a question for Tom, I guess. You know, when I'm getting up to the tee, Tom, and I hit 10 perfect drives on the driving range, and I get up to the first tee and I block it, how do I get out of that? How do I get back into that?
Flush, go to the first tee, and then, I mean, have you been hanging out with JT? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you come to me for a lesson. No, you know, driving ranges are not built correctly. You're pounding, you're relaxed, your mind is looking at a wide open field, so you can swing
100
away
yards
freely,
wide, yeah.
Right? Well, it's a mental game. Once you walk on that first tee, you see the fairway. The architect has given you now, you have, in your mind, I got to hit
more
this
narrow target,
right?
Right.
So things tighten up. and you don't swing the club freely. That's really all it is.
Maybe you don't release it as much as you did just swinging freely on the range. Because if you block it right, Tyson, maybe your club face is open and it doesn't quite square at impact, something like that.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what Tom was saying last time I was talking about the mental game, where you're not focusing on anything, and it's just you're focused on just hitting the shot.
Yeah, on the physical part, you're not releasing the shaft. You're hanging onto the grip, pulling it into the shot, so the face is going to be open. That means that you've tightened up and created a block. You have to swing freely and let that club come around.
Yeah, that's the difference between the range shot and sometimes getting a little tense on that first.
Yeah, I'd like to see a driving range built with every four hitting bays. There's a tree
more
line
targets,
on each side.
More no,
there's
targets
a there's
or
a tree line on each side.
Yeah, that'll be
that way.
Be
you're being
imagine that.
You're being trained now mentally how you're going to see the golf course.
So there could be a trees on the left or trees on the right, depending on which tee you're hitting from, and so on.
There could be a bunker.
Make it look like a golf course. You mean
absolutely.
That makes sense, right? Instead of just a bunch of carts out there,
you know,
that's, make it look like a course. I hadn't even thought of that, Tyson. Yeah.
In the chapter on ranges and what's wrong with them, all right, that's part of what I've put in there. That's just one of the things.
Yeah, you spoke about this quite a bit about ranges and hitting off the range and how different it is compared to
if they wanted to help people learn, if they wanted to help people learn golf, they'd build the ranges differently. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
So all right.
You can buy my book and read the chapter. Okay?
Yeah, chapter 16.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, Tyson.
Have a
great day. All right. Hey, Mark. Sure. Welcome to the show, Mark. What can we do for you today?
Oh.
Hey, Mark, you there?
Hey, Mark. You want to talk about...
You want to talk about the PGA Minority event?
PGA Minority Tournament?
Hello?
Hello?
All right. Hey, Mark, give us a call back,
Yeah,
okay?
Call back. You're getting in
here's
and out.
A, here's
give
the
us,
thing.
Give us a shout back, 904-641-1010.
Yeah, we want to talk to you. All right, here's the thing about Miles and the young guys that come in like that, all right? You have to understand, Miles Russell's at 15 years, 5 months, and 17 days. He's now the youngest. Tony Finau's younger brother was the youngest at 16 years, 20 days. Okay. So they're getting younger and younger and younger. But here's the thing about the young ones. You got to make sure they're around the right people with the right attitude.
100%. A 15-year-old kid is a freshman or a sophomore in high school? So I know he's a better golfer than 99.9999% of people in the world, but he's also a 15-year-old kid. But I've met this kid, and Tyson has met him, and, you know.
He's super. I got to meet him.
The show Amateur's Edge After Us, all the successful people that they talk about and interview on their show, professional athletes and all kinds of sports, what's the common denominator? It's great family support, you know, great parents, great friends, have all the other stuff taken care of. It's not just about going out there. But Miles said he's been playing golf 3 or 4 years old. He loved it. He watched Golf Channel when he was a kid. He enjoys it. He loves it. He loves doing it. He loves practicing. He loves
last month he almost qualified for a tour event. He lost in a playoff on Monday qualifier at Puerto Rico Open. That was last month.
That's a PGA tour event,
again,
or PGB,
so
either way. Yeah.
He's getting the opportunity.
He's got a serious
game. He's taking
game.
Advantage of. So keep your eyes on it, Miles Russell.
So
and
if he's on
your side of the ball.
He's a gifted left-hander. So if I say, you know, today on 420, then Miles Russell is going to win the 2030 Masters.
Yeah.
No, it'd be before that. Sorry, Miles. It'd be sooner than that. So that's my pick for the 20. Let's see. Today's 2024. That's my pick for the 2030 Masters is Miles Russell.
All right. Hey, we got Mark back. Hey, Mark, welcome back. Sorry
Thanks,
we
Mark.
Lost you, buddy. What's up?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to take a mulligan on that first call.
No worries.
Breakfast ball.
That breakfast ball, exactly. I was calling actually about two things. One, I think next week the SEC Golf Championship is going to be up in Sea Island, and that's always great golf to check out. And hopefully my Bulldog.
Those teams, I mean, the SEC golf teams, Georgia, Florida, I mean, they have very great players. Yeah, and it's a great course. So go see it if you can, folks.
For sure, for sure. And then at TPC, at the Valley course and the Stadium course, the PGA National PGA Works Minority Collegiate Tournament is going to be out there again. And so I think that's going to be like great golf to take a look at because Howard University is one of the teams
that's
going to be out
there. What are the days that they're playing, Mark?
May 4 through 8. So that May 4 weekend looks like it's practice rounds, mm-hmm. and then they start the tournament on Monday. So that'll be great golf to see. Like if folks couldn't get out there for TPC, for the Players Championship, because maybe too much traffic, there won't be a whole lot of traffic, I'm sure, going out there for this tournament, and you'll get a chance to see, you know, obviously like two of our storied courses, certainly for this area and internationally, like two of the storied courses that people like to see. So I think it'll be great to get out there and see those guys.
Yeah, isn't this just like the 36th year?
And these golfers have some serious game. I know there's a professional tour. I'm probably spelling it wrong, Mark. AP something, GA or something. I know our friend Billy Horschel is heavily involved, and you see a tremendous amount of players on the professional level.
PWCC, it was formerly called the PGA Minority Golf Championship. It's PWCC. Okay. Started in 1986. Yeah. And you're going to be able to see 30 teams representing historically minority black colleges, Hispanic-serving institutions, and so on. It's going to be a phenomenal event.
Yeah, and one of the players is Greg Odom. He plays for Howard, and, you know, Howard is sponsored by Steph Curry. And Greg Odom played in the PGA tournament event last year. I forget which one it was, but I think he did pretty well there. So I think it'll be just great to get, you know, local fans of golf out there to really see the grounds and see these players play.
That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Bring the golf. Yeah. Bring the golf.
You going to be out there, Mark?
You know, I signed up to volunteer, so I'm gonna be out there on that weekend, the fourth and the fifth, I guess, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, I'll
check it out.
I'll try and see you out there. I live not too far. Off to the left of the 14th fairway.
Now, can they get
the stadium course? So
did they just show up and get tickets, or is it free entry, or you know,
I think it's free entry. I don't have all the details on that. But last time it was out there, yeah, I just walked on in, and it was really a really well done event. So it was I just walked on in though, as far as ticket price.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, nothing like free event watching great golf. I can promise
That's right.
All right,
Mr.
Mark.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so very much for bringing that up. We need to know about all the golf that's going on in our area, right? I mean, that's what we're here for, or to promote it and make golf grow. You know, the junior golf, Jack Aschenbach, you know, I can't speak enough about Mr. Aschenbach and what he does for junior golf in our area. North Florida Junior Golf Program. It's unbelievable. So what he's done, his commitment, and what he's done for all the juniors, and how successful these juniors that go through these programs, the First Tee program. Okay. So go to First Tee on their website and look up all what they offer and where you can sign your kids up to. University North Golf Complex has the junior summer camps coming. You know, hey, look, if your child, get them off the games, get them outside. You know, this is perfect.
Yeah, it's April 20th. It's coming. It's going to be here real soon. So check all these things out and set your kids up.
I love it. You know, we didn't have all those type of things when I was a junior in golf. You just kind of had to go out on the weekends and play.
No,
had a tournament, they wouldn't let you in.
Yeah, I was very lucky. Dad paid for it. In Fort Wayne, I remembered a golf course where our family lived, and we had this clubs and organizations would play other clubs. And so Saturday morning, it's like, okay, you're a team of four. Do you go all play and play each other and stuff like that? And it was like really cool because you got competition, but what you also did is you made friends. you know, I would play. I made lifelong friends, some people I just happened to play golf with when I was a 16-year-old kid in Indiana, which was awesome. That was great.
Indiana, they got great golf up there. Is it break time, Mr. Chris?
It's getting close.
He's giving us the thumbs go. So don't go away. We're going to be right back here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. Caddy Mike Carrillo, Chris Sabox, and we're brought to you by none other than Ping Golf. Play your best.
We'll be right back live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Thanks, Mark, for calling in.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey folks, it's 2024, and if you happen to be on that on your list of things to do, your agenda this year is retirement. Look up Wolf Retirement Navigation and find out all about it. 904-232-8760, and maybe you can find the retired life of golf fairways every day. So hey, if you're looking for golf lessons, I teach out at the University of North Florida Golf Complex. I'm the golf detective. You can text or call 904-990-3377 or email golfdetective@yahoo.com if you want to learn more about the game of golf and work on your swing. I'd like to congratulate Morgan Hoffman. Okay, he continues to come back from a muscular dystrophy type of disease. All right, he's a journeyman. And in 2017, he was diagnosed with, I'm going to try to get this right.
Yeah, it's muscular dystrophy, but a very different strain of it or something, yeah, right, Tom?
It's called facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it started just, you know, eating away at him. And he's 34 years old. He played 167 tour events in his career. He's made more than $6 million. And a doctor said, you really don't have much of a chance to live. Okay?
Yeah.
And now he's in contention on the Corn Ferry Tour heading into the weekend in his first full season back. He opened up with 9 birdies, 7 under 64 on Friday at the Lacombe Suncoast Classic at Lakewood National Golf Club in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, mm-hmm. which is down where Lakewood Ranch,
yeah.
that's down where my part of my family lives now. They moved down there from Portland.
I saw that. I love Morgan Hoffman, his story. I mean, again, he was a great junior golfer, All-American at Oklahoma State, won all these tournaments coming in. And now I saw myself good, Surfer Morgan. You know, he's such a cool guy. He had, as Tom said, this diagnosis from Western medicine. He said, you know what, maybe I can try something different. And he went to Costa Rica for a few years and just doing everything he can, trying different things, trying different nature and back to nature type stuff. And then he said, well, he made a commitment, I think it was a couple of years ago, and said, you know what, let's keep doing this. Let's keep the body in shape. Let's keep trying to do this. Let's hit golf balls and do this. And I was so happy when I saw it. I hope he wins. I hope he beats Miles Russell in the playoff.
That would be
wouldn't
amazing.
That be cool?
Wow, what a playoff!
Wouldn't that be cool? Huh? Young kid Miles and
And the journeyman.
And surfer dude.
You heard it here first. It's going to be on Netflix. It's called Miles and the Journeyman.
Miles and the Journeyman.
There you go.
Brought to you by Tom and Caddy Mike.
All right, St. John's County.
Yes.
Voted to approve the purchase of the 37-acre World Golf Village property.
Well, they did. Okay. I know they were considering it. Okay.
So, now, you know, the Hall of Fame's moving.
The PGA Tour Productions, which was there, is moving into the new big facility. A Tom Ashton driver and a wedge from where I live at the new PGA Tour headquarters in Ponte Vedra Beach. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do with it or anything like that. I don't know. Is Caddyshack still there?
It is. They still have a meeting to decide. They got to discuss what all is going to be done and all that. But it was a $5.5 million deal. It looks like it's going to Okay. Going to happen. All right.
Good.
You know what else is going to happen? We're going to play on down the fairway till next week. And we want to thank you for joining us. Our sponsor is Ping Golf, University of North Florida Golf Complex, Wolf Retirement Navigation, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, located near you, conveniently located, Ponte Vedra Beach, A1M Butler, and Southside Phillips Highway, Shad Road. And thanks, Chris. Thanks, Caddy Mike. And y'all be safe, and we will see you down the fairway.
Have a great weekend. Cheers.